That means rural news time with Maya Burry in Christchurch, who is with us now. Kia ora, Maya. The row about skilled farm workers coming into New Zealand is still going on.
Yes, sure is. So while some workers have been given approval to enter the country and they're expected to arrive this week, Rural Contractors New Zealand says that the approval process has stalled and other applications are now being bogged down in processing delays at Immigration New Zealand. So just on a month ago, the government announced it would let in about 210 skilled workers from overseas, and they'll be able to come in and help with the harvest. They'll be driving complex farm machines like combine harvesters. And that's because there's a skill shortage here in New Zealand. But a Te Awamutu agricultural contractor says he's fed up with the delays. John Austin, he applied for 25 drivers and so far has got none. And he says one of his frustrations is not knowing where he stands.
You know, we had a whole lot of people ready to come from overseas, and then we didn't know whether we could bring them in. And then we were allowed to bring them in, and then we all got letters to say that they couldn't come in, so we had to go back to them and say, no, you can't, and now they've allowed some to come in, but at this stage it's almost too late. I'm not sure they understand what we really need or the industry.
And John Austin says he understands the government's health rationale in fighting COVID, but he thinks that the government doesn't understand that without these workers, crops will go unharvested.
We really respect their need to keep the risk to the public down, understand that totally, but I don't think the immigration government understand the skill levels that are required.
That's John Austin. And Roger Parton from Rural Contractors New Zealand, he's been working on this issue and says he's getting really frustrated by the processing delays.
We've given them all the passport information, so it's just a question of that being checked and then the overseas workers being told to go for it.
That's Roger Parton.
Now, what does Immigration New Zealand have to say about this?
Well, a response to this problem was sought, and late yesterday the department issued a statement saying that it has been working closely with the Ministry for Primary Industries to bring workers in within that cap of 210 that was approved by the government. And it says so far 75 agricultural workers, they've been invited to apply for visas under the exemption, and a further 36 are being processed at present. And so it denies responsibility for delays. The department adds it is the responsibility of the worker to make arrangements to travel to New Zealand and to be allocated a space in managed isolation.
Now to dairy exports into Southeast Asia. These are set to surge over the next decade.
This is according to a Rabobank report, which found that this will create good opportunities for dairy companies in New Zealand and other key exporting regions. The report analyst, Michael Harvey, says that the anticipated lift in demand is being attributed to a growing milk deficit in Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand and Vietnam. So that's expected to grow to 19 billion litres in 2030. That's up from an estimated 13 billion litres this year. And that wraps up the rural news for this morning. I'll be back during midday report.
Thank you very much, Maya Burry.